I am so empathetic to so many people now that just genuinely can't do a damn morning routine. And that is okay. I think, at least for me, let's just put this back on me. I need to be intentional about what I'm working on, about what state I need to be in for the things that I'm about to conquer either that next day or that day. So if you have trouble following through with the things that you say you're going to do every day, and if you're feeling less confident every day and having less hope and maybe less trust within yourself that you have the ability to follow through and maybe feeling a little bit stuck, this podcast episode is for you.
Welcome to the Jen Gottlieb Show.
Welcome back, family, to the Jen Gottlieb Show. What's up? How y'all doing? If you are on YouTube, hi, YouTube family. Good to see you. If you're on Apple iTunes or Spotify, or you're listening to this in your earbuds, whether you're working out, taking a walk, walking the dog, in the car, I don't know what you're doing. I'm glad you are listening. Stay tuned because this is going to be an absolutely epic conversation all about doing it for men. Now, get your mind out of the gutter before you start to think something dirty, or maybe not necessarily dirty, just a little bit more spicy and juicy than what this podcast is about. I want to make sure that you know that this is what I'm going to teach you today is has been recently my ultimate tool in growing each day and achieving the things that I set in motion every single day. It's really been helpful, the thing that I'm about to teach you and about to show you, when it comes to keeping my momentum up and actually accomplishing the goals that I set. Staying productive, checking things off of my to-do list. So if you have trouble following through with the things that you say you're going to do every day, and if you're feeling less confident every day and having less hope and maybe less trust within yourself that you have the ability to follow through and maybe feeling a little bit stuck, this podcast episode is for you. And also, if you like being in bed and you don't really have time for a morning routine, but you really, really, really love snuggling up at night and getting in your bed, then this podcast is also for you. Now, I don't even know when this started happening, but I heard somewhere, I don't know if it was a mentor or a podcast or a video, some sort of content seeped into my brain at one point in time in my life. It was a few years ago where the person that was creating the content talked about writing down your wins at night, meaning writing down all of the things that you did that were a success that day at night. And I was like, this is a great idea because I know that celebrating my wins is something that makes me feel awesome and also makes me realize just how much I actually get done in the day. And it's a great activity to do before you go to bed at night because I was having a hard time having a good evening routine. And I was just like watching a lot of reality television and kind of scrolling my phone. And I'm like, this would be a really great simple tool for me to use to just tap in with myself, write a few things down. I always have 3 minutes at the end of the day to pull out a journal when I'm laying in my bed and write something. And I just often didn't know what to write. So I was like writing down my wins, that'd be cool. So I started doing this. And every night I would pick up my journal and I would write down all of my wins for the day. So anything that was a task that I had achieved or a moment where I felt really successful or even just a little bit successful, I started to go really, really deep into the wins and pull out every single little thing. And it was actually really fun to reevaluate the day or go through the day. And it also helped me to fall asleep because it took my mind off of whatever it was I was worried about. And it made my mind focus on the things that I did well and helped me realize that I was growing and I was doing a lot more than I actually thought I was. And every time you do that and you celebrate yourself for the things that you do and you realize that when you do things that are hard and you check things off the list and you actually push yourself outside of your comfort zone and you do something that you're proud of, you get a little bit of dopamine. You get a little bit of like that good feeling inside and your brain remembers that. Most importantly, your subconscious remembers that. And I'll tell you why this secretly started making me do a lot more and accomplish a lot more throughout the day. But let's go back to, I don't want to get off track, writing down my wins every night. So I start writing them down. I'm like, I love this practice. Let's keep doing this. And I would write down everything from working out in the morning, the things that I did in my workout that I was proud of. Maybe I didn't hit the snooze button. That was really good. And I got up and I went to the gym. That was a win I did. And every meeting that I did, I would start to write about like, oh, in this meeting, I spoke up and I asked this question. That was great. I recorded this podcast. I connected with that person. I texted this person. I told this one person how grateful I was for them. I had a wonderful conversation with this person. Or maybe just like, I did not eat the second cookie. I had the one cookie and I didn't eat the second one. Things like that were wins. And then there were days where there was extraordinary wins. Like, oh my gosh, I spoke on a dream stage today. And that's cool. But some of the days were just normal days. But I was able to find the little wins in the normal days, which was also very, very cool and eye-opening. And I'm going to explain to you why in a minute. So
you're listening to The Jen Gottlieb Show.
Before I get into what I'm going to actually give you as a strategy, I want to really take you through how this worked for me. Because one of the things that I really pride myself on, and it's very important to me about this podcast and about this YouTube channel, is that I'm only sharing things with you that I've actually done and that have worked for me. So it might not necessarily work for you, but at least you're knowing that I am your guinea pig, that I've tried it out, that I've done it and it worked for me, and you can try it, give it a shot, and know that it is trusted and tried and true, and this strategy actually works. And here's how it came to be. So it wasn't this perfect thing that I knew was going to end up in this way and providing all this value for me in the way that it ended up providing for me. I thought just writing down my wins at night was a really great personal development strategy that I could do that would make me feel good before I went to bed. But here's what it did instead, or and. So as I got busier in my entrepreneurship or in my life, becoming more of a requested speaker, writing my book, traveling a lot more, doing a lot more of my day, it was really, really difficult for me to have a morning routine. Now, back in the day when I was a personal trainer, I had a really strong morning routine. The only reason I was able to have a strong morning routine was because I was single, I lived all by myself, and I did the exact same thing every single day. Meaning there was a half an hour where no one was disturbing me. I didn't have any kids. I didn't have a husband. I didn't have a partner. I didn't have anybody else to talk to or help or serve or share my house with or my home with or my apartment with. With anyone other than my dog, who was really simple and easy because he's a little tiny, like 5-pound Maltese, and myself. I had plenty of time, like a half an hour every morning, to devote to journaling and meditating and doing an affirmation and doing all the things, all the morning routine, personal development rituals that you hear about on the internet. I tried them all. I did them all. And I had a very good one that was really dialed in that would really, really, really help me have a really successful day. Now, the problem with morning routines is that not everybody can do a damn morning routine because there are a lot of things that happen in people's homes throughout the course of your life that change and shift, and especially with your career as well. So now I've got 3 dogs and a husband. I don't have any kids yet. I can't even imagine what that will be like. But I also have all different types of days. My days are not the same every single day. I don't go and train my first client at 6 a.m. every day. It's like some days I have a speaking engagement. Some days I'm traveling. Some days I've got an early call. Some days I have to go to the gym early than other days. Some days I'm doing mastermind days or VIP days or all of the different things that I do. So no day is ever really the same. And there's also so much stuff that goes on in the morning that morning routines just are not realistic for me anymore. They're just not. And I'm so empathetic to so many people now that just genuinely can't do a damn morning routine. And that is okay. 100%. Now, you don't need a morning routine to be a successful person. You absolutely don't. But you do need to be intentional, I think, at least for me. Let's just put this back on me. I need to be intentional about what I'm working on, about what state I need to be in for the things that I'm about to conquer either that next day or that day. And so it's all about, for me, like thinking about what state do I need to be in order to be the best version of myself today. And I even found that sometimes that was a little bit difficult to wake up and set that intention. So I decided to reverse engineer it as part of my nightly wins. So let's go back to, I'm starting to write my wins down every single night because I don't have time in the morning to do stuff necessarily, and my mornings are always different. But here's the thing that's always the same. The nighttime is always the same. It is, believe me, because at least 3 minutes before you close your eyes, you have some time. You do, everybody does. The kids are sleeping, the house is quiet, or you're in your hotel after a really great night out at an event and dinners, whatever you're doing, doesn't matter. You get in your bed and you've got 3 minutes before you close your eyes. Everybody does. And if you're sitting here telling me, Jen, I don't have 3 minutes before I close my eyes, you can make 3 minutes before you close your eyes. So the 3 minutes before I close my eyes, I always had it. My journal was right there. If you don't have a journal, write it in your phone. I would write down my wins. And what this did was I saw over time that subconsciously every day I was actually trying to accomplish more so that I could write more down at the end of the night, because it was my favorite moment to tap back in, to celebrate myself, to reset an intention. And little did I know that writing my wins down was helping me set intentions, because it was helping me feel or recognize the things that I was proud of myself for doing that day, and then being like, wow, I want more of that tomorrow. What if I just doubled down on that? What if I stretched a little bit more in this area? I got this win. Holy crap. Like I had that meeting with that person. It was really successful and it gave me this idea. oh man, what if I did a little bit more tomorrow? And instead of just setting a goal for tomorrow, I would, like, unintentionally, it was like in the back of my mind, subconsciously stretch a little further each day so that when I got into my bed at night, I could write it down that I did it. So the act of writing the wins down at night helped me to push harder, or helps me even now, still today, I still do it, to push harder every day, because I don't want to get in my bed and feel like I didn't make myself proud, feel like I didn't squeeze all the juice out of the lemon of that day. I don't want to get in my bed at night and not be able to write down that I won at that thing. And so if I'm making a decision whether to snooze or not, like hit the snooze button or not hit the snooze button, I'm subconsciously thinking about how I want to feel when I get in my bed and I write down my wins. And I'm holding myself accountable to that wins list at night. And it's been making me show up and push myself a little bit harder, because here's one thing that I know for sure, no matter what, we all end up going to bed at night and waking up the next day. The day ends, no matter what. Like today, you're listening to this podcast. I don't know what you're doing right now while you listen to it, but whatever you're doing is going to end. You're going to wrap up the day. You're going to do whatever you do for dinner, and you're going to go to sleep. That's it. Time doesn't stop. We don't get a pause button during the day. We don't really necessarily get to restart this exact day. We get to restart tomorrow, a whole new day, but we don't get this day again. What I have found is that I want to lay in my bed and look up at the ceiling, or get in my journal and write down my wins and think, wow, I did it today. I'm the me who did it. Every opportunity that I got, maybe I didn't win at everything. Maybe I failed a little bit. Maybe I got rejected a little bit. Maybe it was a hard day. Maybe the day sucked, but you know what? I showed up in a way that made me proud. Because we can't necessarily control what happens to us and around us every day, but we can show up, or we can choose how we show up, essentially. We can show up in a way that makes us proud. We can react and we can respond to the things around us in a way that will make us feel like we're winning when we get into bed at night and we can write down our wins. I've written down, just the other day, I wrote down, today was such a shit day. So many bad things happened, but you know what a win was? I got through it. I made it to the other side. I didn't react. I didn't react in a way that would make me feel embarrassed or mad at myself. Or maybe I did, but you know what? I'm reflecting on it now, and that's a win. And here is what I did right. And here's something that I did. Even if it's the worst day, there is something that you can celebrate about the way that you showed up. Something. And I want you to find it. Because the more that we celebrate the good things that we do, it's kind of like a dog. I hate to say this, but it is like training a dog. So when you train, I'm learning, because I have three dogs and they are like crazy, crazy dogs. And we're really trying to figure out how to train them to be a little bit better. But what I'm learning is, with dogs, you train them with positive reinforcement. So then when they do the thing that you want them to do, you give them a treat and then they want to do the good thing again. So I do that with myself. Even if it's a bad day, and of course, we have to be self-aware to know, like, where did we go wrong today? Like, where did we not show up in a way that made us proud? What could we do better? And that's a whole nother story. But I find that all of those things come up when you write down your wins and you celebrate your wins first. So today, these are the things that I did well. Like, even if today sucked, even if there were things that I didn't do well, here are some things that I did well. And I don't know, there has been days where I'm like, it's really hard for me to find a win. But guess what? You know what a win is? That I'm writing something down tonight, that I pulled out my journal and I took a few moments for myself. And that's a win. And even if that's your only win for the day, that's celebrating yourself for doing something that's going to move you forward. Because being able to withstand the discomfort of a hard day or a rejection or a failure and still get up and still get in that journal and still write something down or still stick to the commitment that you made with yourself, that's actually equipping you to show up in a better way next time when something even bigger or worse or more impactful or more important comes your way.
Get outside of your comfort zone and into your best life one small step at a time.
You can do it. Confidence is built by putting those coins in the confidence bank one difficult action step at a time and sticking to that commitment that you make with yourself, building that self-trust, that you know that you are, no matter what, you're going to get in your bed every night, and God willing, you are going to wake up. If you're listening to this right now and you've woken up today and you've gotten through all of your worst days, discomfort is always only temporary. That day is always only temporary. Those good moments are always only temporary. The person that we become as a result of moving through each experience and hopefully reflecting on each experience is the person that we're growing into every day. And so I hope that your takeaway from this podcast is the most simple takeaway of all time. I want y'all to try doing it from bed. Do your motivation, your inspiration, your personal growth, your personal development, most importantly, your celebration of yourself in bed before you go to bed at night, 3 minutes before you close your eyes. And I want you to make it super simple. all I want you to do is to start by writing your wins down every night. That's it. Don't go crazy. Don't make a zillion lists. Don't talk about what you could do better. Don't even plan the day for the next day. I want you to get so simple, it's ridiculous. All you're going to do is write down a couple of wins that you had for today. I want you to try that, and I want you to DM me or share this on Instagram, anywhere on social media, but Instagram's a great place because I know that I'll for sure see it because I'm in Instagram. Share some of your wins that you're celebrating, or share that you're journaling about it. Share with me that you listened to this, that you liked it, if it worked for you. And I'm really, really excited for you to try because, hey, it worked for me. And again, there's no right or wrong way to do anything. And on this podcast, on this YouTube channel, I'm always just going to be sharing with you my personal experience. I'm also going to be sharing with you other really amazing humans that I get to meet and talk to and their personal experience of how they were able to maybe hit a really huge, amazing, specific goal, how they were able to persevere through something really difficult, or how they were able to build the life or the business of their dreams. I'm going to be sharing those people with you. But the really important thing to know is there isn't one way to do anything. There's a zillion different ways. And you're going to hear a zillion different ways on the internet now with all of the content that's available to you. The only right way is the way that works for you. So I'm going to give you lots of options here. This thing, simple, writing my wins down at night has been an amazing tool that has worked for me. So I implore you to try it out. Let me know how it goes. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching if you're watching. If you love this, please text it to a friend. Share the show with somebody. Share it online. Give it a 5-star rating review. Make sure you subscribe to YouTube, to Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, iTunes, Spotify. And I will see you next time on the Jen Gottlieb Show. Bye.